Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. Well, here we are at the last of the week, Friday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. When I was growing up, we ate white loaf bread. That's what we got. I can still see it now. 2 loaves for 21 cents. Oh, my goodness. I just dated myself. 2 loaves for 21 cents of Ann Page at the A&P. My mother would get it and bring it home, and we would all sit down to eat. There were 4 of us in the family. I was the oldest, and I was also the only boy. Now, you would think that is supposed to be a position of privilege. Well, it was in the Old Testament, but something happened after the New Testament, and you get down to America in the 1960s, and for some reason, that was not a point of privilege. When we put the chicken out, Daddy and Mom got the 2 breasts, and my sisters got the other pieces, and then down the line, I got the wings, and hopefully a thigh, if at all possible. And then, of course, there was the loaf of bread. And when we ate the loaf of bread, everybody got to eat the loaf of bread, but me, well, I was given the 2 end pieces. Now, interestingly, I got to love the 2 end pieces because I found out the end pieces had a lot of nourishment in it that I didn't realize were in there, but I got to where I liked it. And then as I got older and bought my own loaf of bread, I used to love to get the end pieces. In fact, I still do today. And the crust that's around it. I'll never forget my grandmother used to cut the crust off, and that was her way to be nice to me. And I told grandmother one day, I said, Grandma, I really appreciate that. Leave the crust on. In fact, could I have the end pieces? With a shock, she looked at me and she said, that'll be no problem at all. Well, I tell you all of that because we're at one of those end pieces. You know, when you study the books of the Bible, don't skip over the intro and the extra. Don't skip over the prologue and the epilogue. Those are some wonderfully nourishing parts of this loaf of bread that's been given to you. And so we're finally at this last part with the Apostle Paul in Ephesians, and this is what he says. Remember, our opening was a sentence with 228 words. How about that? Where the glory of God the Father as the author of our creation, redemption, and providence, God the Son, who is the accomplisher of our creation, redemption, and providence, and God the Holy Spirit, who is the one who applies and our creation, our redemption, and our providence. And then we get to the end, and this is what he says here, so that you also may know how I am and what I'm doing. Tychicus, the beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, will tell you everything. I've sent him to you for this very purpose, that you may know how we are, and that he may encourage your hearts. And here we have body, life, and the role of a minister. But now look how he ends. Peace be to the brothers, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all who love our Lord Jesus Christ, with love incorruptible. Well, here the Apostle Paul gives us some insights of this glorious heart that he has for those who are in Christ. He looks at the brothers and he says to them, peace to you. He looks at the brothers in the faith, and of course that includes the sisters, and he says, love be to you. And he looks at them and says, not only peace and love, but faith upon faith be with you. Then he puts the source of that, not a peace or a love or a faith that we work up, but peace and love and faith that comes from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, and unannounced but assumed, delivered by the Holy Spirit. So here the Trinity is being affirmed, and this triad blessings of peace and love and faith from the triune God of glory. And then another blessing, grace be with all who love our Lord Jesus Christ with love incorruptible. And then he says, God, give them grace. Grace that takes them where they are, but never leaves them where they are, but takes them where they ought to be. Grace upon grace. Justice is when God gives us what we deserve. Mercy when God withholds what we deserve. Grace is when God gives us what we don't deserve. And may that grace flow upon them that they may have an incorruptible love of Jesus Christ. Oh, dear God, please give us a love that cannot be corrupted. Give us a love that increasingly is pure. And when we have that love to Christ and of Christ, then let it be seen in our love for one another. And in our love for one another, may our love for the lost be relentless. That's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.